Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Linda Sims and this is A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How all of you doing after a couple days after the 4th of July? 186 days have passed and there remains 179 days left in this year. What can you do? Read a book. Read that book that you haven't had a chance to read, or have a picnic with your family, your friends. Visit a museum. Not only that, a lot of people go camping nowadays, and you still have time to plan that vacation while there is still time left in the summer. So, like I said, welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. And not only that, we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you would like to ask questions or if you would like to make comments in regards to the show and subject matter that we may be talking about today. If it perks your interest, please give us a call at 740-383-9944. There are a few other things I need to share with you, like who supports this show faithfully. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street here in Marin, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. Next, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement is free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place July the 15th of 2023 at the above mentioned address, 582 Lee Street. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club's faith-based program in all of our elementary schools in Marion, Ohio, and Marion County, also in all of North Union County Elementary Schools. If you are interested in your children or grandchildren being a part of this program, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. Again, that number is 740-262-0939. Now, or you can wait until they begin again in October of the new coming school year. Then you can find registration forms, open house night. They will be located in the local elementary schools offices, Marion City and Marion County Schools. And usually there's a table set up that you can be introduced to the teacher who will be conducting the class during that time. And all the teachers are trained. Thank you for those of you who listen faithfully. I know it's been a little scattered. I've had some personal things going on. I got married and a reception, so I missed a few days here and there, but I'm still here. Thank God for that. And thank you for your faithfulness. And hopefully you can bear with me. There's a fly in my ear, okay? Who knows how distracting that can be. So I'm like trying to swat this fly. One day I was on the air and there was a stink bug came in. Oh my gosh, and I was trying to kill that stink bug, so now I'm swatting the fly, so bear with me. Like I said, thank you for your faithfulness, those of you who listen faithfully, and if it is your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. I like to start my show off also with a thought for the day. Now, this thought is titled, Thinking Too Much. Sometimes it's about that we don't think enough, but this is Thinking Too Much. The biggest disease of the mind is overthinking. Especially too much thinking about others, what they did, what they should do, what they should have done, what they said, what you wish they had said, why they spoke at all. All of these rob the mind of its inherent serenity. Thinking too much is like eating too much. The heaviness makes it impossible to remain light and flexible. We get stuck on little things, and gradually the little things become huge things, which we cannot shake off. Often, when we think too much, we fantasize and overreact. Thus, we create negative feelings. Okay, yeah, because then you have a complex feeling about what you heard and what you think you should have heard or could have heard, and since it didn't come across the way that you thought it should have came across, then you got an attitude. So we have to be careful about those things, and do not overthink things. Do not overthink things. Some things are just what they seem to be. There's not always an undercurrent to things that you hear and see and do. Okay, I'm excited today. I'm having Daisy Wade back so she can make some clarity of some of the things that she brought last week. And, you know, she is my daughter, but we have been co-laborers in Christ all of our lives, just about, and have studied through extensive things. And Daisy brings her own show with her. Her calling is End Time Ministries Revealed in the Days of Noah, and she has shared some phenomenal things with us, naturally and supernaturally, that are coming up on the earth. And many of you may be interested in that type of subject. And if so, listen, continue to listen. If not, continue to listen, because she will be able to share some things with you that maybe you have not heard or maybe not even aware of. And if you can add something to it, please call today at 740-383-9944. We're waiting for your calls. How are you doing today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Because I've been gone over the weekend, over the holiday. And
how was your trip?
It was great.
That's good.
How was your holiday?
I had a good one.
Great. What'd you cook?
Some of everything.
I know you did. I thought about your food at home. Like, what would you have?
I had ribs and chicken and bratwurst and greens, potato salad, and baked beans.
Wow, that was a nice menu. I know y'all slam dunk, didn't you?
Yeah, and cake.
Oh, what cake did you make? You baked it yourself?
No, I didn't bake it.
Okay.
But it was called I ain't even had a piece yet.
Oh, really?
But it's some kind of double chocolate cake.
Oh, okay. You better get on that, because the chocolate dries out so fast for some reason.
Well, it said keep refrigerated.
Oh, that may be a clue. All righty then. So, introduce yourself.
I'm Daisy Wade. I'm Linda Sims' daughter.
It's a little bit about you and how you come to be in this ministry.
From a lifetime of studying the Bible with my mother, and going to church and studying under other people that knew the Bible, and getting an interest in end time ministries and studying on my own. And the Lord showed me the iron in the clay.
Right, and like the thought for the day is thinking too much. You was into that when you're, why is it like this? And what is God is really saying? And that can be a plus and a minus, can't it? Thinking too much.
It can be a plus and it can be a minus.
Right.
Depends on what you're thinking about.
Right.
Because you ain't supposed to worry about nothing.
True.
But if you're trying to learn more from the Lord about something, then he said, if you want to know, ask.
True. Sure does. He sure does say that. My. It's good to see you, and glad that you're still on the side of the Lord and doing what he has called you to do. And we're just excited about what you have to share.
Okay, so last week I was talking about the age of Aquarius.
I was going to say something. What about your grandson? How's your grandson? Did you have him over the holiday?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No. I haven't seen him since he left. They went to some kind of cabin or something over the holiday.
Camping? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But last time I was here, I talked about the transitioning of the ages. Now, I know that this is I think it was broadcasted like 6 years ago, the transitioning of that we're in the age of Aquarius. But what I am coming to show you guys is what the age of Aquarius means. So, the age of Aquarius is a... Aquarius is an air sign.
Go ahead, take your time. And I know last time you were here, you're coming to bring a little more clarity today, but last time you were here, you said that we were in the age of, coming out of the age of what, Pisces? Is that the one?
Yes, we were coming out of the age of Pisces, going into the age of the air.
Of Aquarius, okay. So what did the age of Pisces hold?
The age of Pisces was a water sign. It was the golden age, the age of consciousness. And the age of Aquarius is the iron age, which is the age of unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've been in this age, like I said, for 6 years now. It's the age of technology. It's going from a 3D mind to a 5D mind. The 3D mind is separated from the world. Like, you go to work for you and your family and your household versus I'm going to go and make this whole world a better place. I'm going to do this for this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And not for just like personal reasons. And edification. The 5D age is the age of the heart. It's the interconnected with the world. And we're not supposed to be a part of the world. James 4 and 4.
Yeah, because you were saying that we were more concerned about doing the things of the Lord before.
Yes, because we have to, because at the end of the day, if we don't know what this is entailing of, we'll take whatever is going to be offered.
Right, because, and then you was telling us that this new age was more about ourselves instead of what God had programmed man to be, right?
And yes, I don't know how my mind just went blank when I got in here, but it did. It just went completely blank when I got in here.
Well, that's why we're here. Help us one to another. Yes. Go ahead.
But James 4 and 4 says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Enmity means against God. You know, you're standing against God. And, but it's enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So now you're the enemy of God if you're a friend of the world. And so now everything is about the whole world. The whole world is accepting something that we know that God said don't accept.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you also saying that we are being conditioned by being mind washed, so that we are ready to accept. What do they call that, mind washing? Last week you said,
it is, I don't know how my mind just went blank.
Well, we're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just ask you to restore Dacia's mind to what you have brought her here to talk about and to make precise and to bring clarity to it. We bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind him hand and foot, Lord God, and cast him away where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, because you have a reason for this ministry. You have a reason for this word to come forth, and he is trying to hinder it. And Lord, we're just giving you free recourse, free reign during this broadcasting. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so James 4 and 4 was talking about the condition of the world. I didn't bring that up on my... talking about... Yeah, there were so many things that you brought last week that kind of got lost over the air because there was a lot of chatter back and forth. And so Daisy's bringing to us the transitioning of the ages, the age of Aquarius, the age of unconsciousness. Not only that, so when you're unconscious, that's mean that your mind is open to receive anything, I guess. Is that what this is about? I do know that there is a scripture. I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh. Okay. So we had to find another subject. Maybe something else will spark your mind. The enemy just can't come and steal that from you. So I do have a few things here listed to talk about. Oh, my, my, my.
And that's crazy because I looked at this before I left.
Well, I think maybe you have too many notes. And that happens because they get lost. You got
right.
Paper over there and paper there and paper over there and you got the Bible. So, let's see what we can do for these two shows we have to do today. So, we will go with, what does it mean when, Paul says we are dying and yet we live on?
Dying and yet we live on? When we are dying means leaving the things of the world, leaving the things of the world alone. Yet we live on through the strength of Christ. Like, we are supposed to, the baptism of the, in the water is supposed to represent dying with Christ and coming up to a new life. So, we are dying of the flesh every day, but we live on in the spirit.
Right, right. Absolutely. So we're not really physically dead, just like when Adam ate the fruit and the Lord had told them not to eat of that fruit. And the day that you do is the day that you will die, right? But they didn't die immediately, but they did spiritually. Because everything was stripped from them. The whole garden and all the paradise was stripped from them, and they had to go fend for themselves, even though God killed animals, which was the first sacrifice, which he had already planned anyway, and made clothes for them out in the wilderness. Not in the wilderness. Yeah, they would need those clothes out in the wilderness and how to make their own clothing. So they were kind of out on their own because at that moment, Adam had decided, I don't need God. Because the enemy had already conditioned Eve to think that she didn't need God. She could be just like God. She would know the things that God knew, good and evil. So when they ate of that when they partook of that fruit, they decided then, okay, we're going to depend on knowing good and evil. We're not going to depend on what God can show us and what God can share with us and how he can lead and guide us. We can lead and guide ourselves now. So that kind of brings me back to the age of Aquarius, the age of unconsciousness, because you had shared with us that was now man is living out of his heart, right? And whatever.
Yes.
He's living out of his heart. He's not living out of the
consciousness of your mind
that God has given man.
Which is what God communicates with us through.
Right.
Our consciousness.
Right.
And your subconscious is what you're supposed to protect, you know, you're supposed to protect your subconscious. And I think that's what happened today. I think I looked at something before I went on the air, and it then, psh. But I do rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes, so dying and yet we live on means that, like Daisy just mentioned, dying to the flesh and the things of the flesh and the will of the flesh, you know, because the flesh has a mind of its own. You know, it's not, your flesh is not spiritual. It's still connected to this world. It's not like our soul is mind, soul, and spirit. I think that's body.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yes, that's our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. That's it. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. And that's different from our body, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we just have to be knowing that there is a thin line between dying and yet being alive. And dying and yet we live on. We live on in Christ Jesus, you know. And we have to know the mind of the spirit and not the mind of the flesh. But he's given us power over the flesh.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has. He's given us mind over the flesh. I mean, some things you just don't have to put up with. Some things you want to put up with. But there are a lot of things you do not have to put up with when they hinder you from the things of the Lord. Right. And we're going to move on. Measure your life by loss and not gain. What do you think Paul meant by that?
Whatever you have to lose for Christ. The more you lose for Christ is your gain.
What might we lose, though?
Friends. Family. You might lose everything.
Money. Position.
Yeah, you might lose everything.
Right. You're right.
You might have to lose. You have to lose everything. Maybe not. You have to learn that possessions is not what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to learn that. And money is not what it is.
What do you mean money is not what it is?
Money is not what it is. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It's a tool that we're supposed to use. It's not nothing that we're supposed to do just anything for, you know. That was one of the temptations that the enemy came to Jesus with. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. All of the kingdoms of the world. That's like basically all the riches, all the money, all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. He showed him many kingdoms and many places. And the Lord said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, for you should worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you thou worship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it's basically that the love of money is being the enemy of God.
Yes, yes, and it is the root of all evil.
And it is the root of all evil. It causes people to do wrong, to get it.
Yes, sin.
Steal. It causes people to steal, kill, whatever
right.
It is, to have it.
Right. That's true. Sure enough. Measure your life by loss and not gain. All, and Paul says, all that I have lost, I consider it dung. D-U-N-G.
Nothing.
Nothing. Something that you could flush down the toilet, right? And be done with.
But to lose something and it come back. What does that mean?
Remember, it means you haven't lost it. That's what that means. Because, you know, when you use the word lost, that means gone. Not to return.
Well, not necessarily, because Jesus came to find the lost.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so they were lost, but they they are to be found. So if something can be lost for a while, you can lose something in your house and move furniture around a couple years later and be like, oh, there that is.
Okay. That's true, or misplaced.
Yes.
Yeah, misplaced, and you forget where you placed it, but it's still there in your home, and you run across it. Yes, I agree with that. I don't know. Some things, I guess it can go either way. Lost, not to return, or I guess I could go either way. Let me see. Lose or lost. Let's see what Google says about lost. I once was lost.
But now I'm found.
But now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Right.
Lost to certain things. Now, I agree with that. I once was lost. Lost means that they were lost to the things that pertain to God and what freedom really looked like from the world. Because, you know, when you're, like you said, when you're a friend of the world,
you're an enemy of God.
Okay. So, you know, the things that we was trying to hold on to, we let go of, that yes. kept us lost from Christ, is
it has to
am
go.
Am I saying anything?
It has to go.
Right.
Some things have to go. But I'm just saying, to lose something or feel like you have lost something and then it comes back, it wasn't never lost. But, wow, that's something.
Okay, two definitions. Google, lost. Past and past participle of lose. Unable to find one's way, not knowing one's whereabouts. Help, we're lost. Don't know how to find our way, right? Stray, off course, off track, off the right track. Disoriented, adrift, at sea. Then the other one is denoting something that has been taken away or cannot be recovered. If only one could recapture one's lost youth, bygone, past, former, one time, previous, old, olden, departed, vanished, forgotten, unremembered, extinct, dead, out of date, outmoded, past. Those are two definitions. I like number one. That means more on the subject you're on. Help, we're lost. Help, come and find us. Help, find me. Help me. Help, show me the way. I don't know the way. I thought I knew, but I don't know the way. God, help me find my way.
Amen.
You know.
Because I'm lost.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
But something can be lost and recovered.
Oh, yes, it can be.
It doesn't mean it's gone forever. You know what I mean?
And then I'm thinking, okay, I think it's gone in my mind.
And sometimes it is gone in your mind. Especially if it's
but
been
it comes
over
back.
A lot
yeah.
of years, over a lot of years, you know.
Because you don't know God's intentions.
No, you don't. And you be thinking,
it's gone forever. Something just passed by night. It's gone. It's lost to me, as far as I know.
Yes.
But God's saying it's not lost.
It's not lost.
Because I know where it is. And I can bring it back.
And bring it back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, and bring it back.
And bring it back.
And do that. Yes, 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 yes. Wow. That is something. Wow. Hey, let's go on then. Not by the wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth. What does Paul mean by that?
Not by the wine you can go to the store and drink, but by the wine that is poured into you from heaven. The Spirit. Because, you know, people say, I was drunk in the Spirit, you know. I was slayed in the Spirit.
But the wine also represents what?
The blood.
The blood. So Jesus shed it He poured out his blood for us,
for
too.
Us.
Yes, absolutely. And right, and it's not about the wine we have on earth.
Right.
Right. Has no bearing on what Christ did for us, nor can it. Right. So what was the, what is the symbolic, the symbolism of communion? Because that's the cracker and the wine, right?
Yes.
So this has to do with not by wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth.
The blood of Jesus. You are exactly right.
The blood,
the cracker,
that, okay, the
represents
cracker,
the flesh.
The body.
The body, mm-hmm, of Christ that hung on the cross. And the cup of wine represents the blood that was shed for us on the cross. And every time you take communion, you're supposed to do it in remembrance of that and of Him.
Amen. It does represent Him. And He says, and as often as you do this, remember me and what I did for you. How I'd sacrifice all.
Yes, that's what
for
it means.
You.
That's exactly what it means. This is what I did for you. Remember me.
Right. Absolutely. For love's strength is found in love's sacrifice.
Read that again.
For love's strength is found in love's sacrifice.
Well, sometimes, even, okay, or just give an example of a relationship with Christ. You have to sacrifice all the things that you want to do in order to line up with what He wants you to do. You have to sacrifice everything. You have to lose sisters and brothers and friends that you've had for years, and maybe you might have to lose your home sometimes. Maybe you might have to live with somebody else sometimes. And maybe sometimes you have to be isolated. You have to sacrifice. And really, for love, you're sacrificing yourself.
Right, which is what, who did?
Christ.
He sacrificed all.
Yes, He did. Even His life.
Even His life. That we may have life. And that more abundantly.
And this is why we're supposed to die continually, daily, from the flesh, from the will of what we want to do. From the will of drinking, smoking, whatever it is that you want to do.
Lying, stealing,
yes,
sin,
whatever
anything.
Whatever it is that you want to do, it's better just to not do that and tell the truth and that's what it's better to do.
Yes, it is. And not only that, God's love, for love's strength is found in love's sacrifice. Christ is our strength. And I guess that means whatever He did for us should give us strength.
It should.
From His love. To know that He loved us so much that He was willing to give up all that He gave up for us. And that should make us stronger. Now this one says, and he who suffers most has most to give. And he who suffered most was Christ Himself.
He has the most to give.
He had the most to give. Because whatever we need,
He can do it.
And He's got it.
And He will do it.
And He will do it. Yes, He will. He will do it. And He has everything that you need today. If you need counseling, He can be your counselor. You know, he read His word. He can tell you which way to go today. You know, a lot of times we get up out of bed and we don't even think, Lord, lead me and guide me this day. Show me your way. What is it that you have for me today that, you know, our minds don't click so fast that we know when we rise up in the morning what to do. unless I write things down that I need to do today, when I get up in the morning, I can't even think of what I was going to do today sometimes. You know, I had to sit there and think, what am I supposed to do today? It has been easier for me to say, Lord, you lead me today. What do you want me to do today? Who you want me to encounter today? You know, keep me safe as I travel across these roads, going to the store, paying my bills, you know, or going to the doctor, because we don't know what's out there. We just don't know what's out there. And like over the weekend, we're on this boat, you know, on a cruise ship. And it's like, what if someone loses their mind and has a gun? And you know what I mean? Just go off. You don't know what's out there for you. These things happen all the time. And it can happen in very uncertain places, you know. And it's not that these things don't cross your mind, because they do at the moment, because you're around people. And you just don't know what's there. Right? Mm-hmm. You just don't know. So you're, those things are blind to us, because we can't see out there in the future. You know, the next moment is the future. When we open that door, that's the future. We don't know what lies beyond that door, except what we left behind.
Exactly.
Car in the driveway, you know what I mean? The porch, the steps, getting in the car, going about our day, doing what we need to get done today. So that's what lies beyond this door. Things that we left, the things that are in our mind. Now, what I need to do today is written on a piece of paper so I won't lose my way. You know, it's so easy to go out there like, oh, I got to do this and that. Or what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. Especially if I leave my paper at home, I'm like, oh my gosh, now what? So that's all today was thinking too much. And I'm going to bring that to us, because I'm sure there's a lot we can say about that. Also, and we're going to pray that we can get back on subject for the next hour. We're going to pray that. So let me bring up the thought for today once again, which was a very powerful thought for today. Okay. Thinking too much. The biggest disease of the mind is overthinking, especially too much thinking about others, what they did, what they should do, what they should have done, what they said, what you wish they had said. Because you'd be saying, why did they say that? What they mean when they said that? You know, I mean, your mind just can go on and on and on. But maybe they meant this, maybe they meant that, you know. And sometimes maybe we should ask, meaning what? When a person, when a person says something, don't go away from it unanswered. Just, you know, say, well, meaning what? What did you mean by what you're saying? You know, because I may be receiving it the wrong way. You know, what did you mean by that? And you have to understand that that is the most effective way of having a relationship, and it's the most effective way to have not just a relationship with a mate, but your children, your family, your parishioners at church, you know, your pastor. It's like your grandmother used to tell you, great-grandmother, out of all thy getting, get a what?
Understanding.
That means get it now. Don't wait till you go, what'd you say? And sometimes you can if it bothers you that much. You know, like, what did you really mean when you said that? You know, and I think people don't mind giving another person clarity about something that they've said. You know, I don't think they do. What you wish they had said. And sometimes we fall there because we're trying to think for other people when we say something, I wish they had said this or said that. Well, those are our own thoughts. And if it's in our thoughts, it's something that we have the power to say instead of wishing that someone else had said that. Because whatever they said, you have to take it. You have to accept what they said, whether you like what they said, whether it's going to prosper you or benefit you or not. You know, you have to accept it for what it is. And if you have a misunderstanding about that, you can still get clarity about things people say as well. Okay, why they spoke at all? Because sometimes you don't need to say anything. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. You don't always have to respond to everything or every remark or every deed someone does. You know, I'm learning. My opinion is not really all that important when it comes to other people.
Right.
It's just not. And I'm learning to accept people for who they are, not who I'm trying to make them, or I had this just like this, and this is how I want to stay. You know, because when you share space with someone, there you are. You're sharing that space. And they see it for what it was when it got there. You know, they do. They can help make it better, of course, and there's nothing wrong with that. But don't help me make it worse, right? Let's make it better. Let's do our best together. And I guess you can say that about anything. Even in school, learning, you know, things in our own mind that we want a certain way. You know, like, have you ever walked away from a situation or a conversation and say, I wish I had said this, or I wish I had said that. Why didn't I? You know, and we get to a point where we question ourselves also in a conversation. Well, why didn't I say that? I had an opportunity, you know, and I didn't say it. And you get home and you get to thinking, wow, Lord, give me another opportunity. You know. Okay, now, we're going to, all of these robbed of mine because you're focused on one thing. Maybe it was just a statement that someone made, and now your mind have, you're going through this overthinking, and you're going over this and over that in your mind, and now you've left other things that were more important go. All of these robbed of mine of its inherent serenity, because our mind, God wants us at peace. This type of thinking takes away our peace. It makes us agitated.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It makes you agitated, and God wants us at peace. So that's why they consider this the biggest disease of the mind, is overthinking, because God has called us to peace. And that's what, you know, you get up in the morning and your day is full of not exactly chaos, but it's things to do, places to go, people to talk to. And where is your peace? You know, when you come home and settle down at night, you would like to have some peace. Sit down and have a nice dinner in peace. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Watch a little TV in peace. Maybe read your Bible, a couple of scriptures in peace. We just can't keep constantly going. You're being agitated and overthinking. Well, but this should have done, you know, they should have done it that way. Or I wish I had said this or said that. But I just
not said nothing.
Right, or just been quiet. Why wasn't I quiet? But thank you for listening to the first hour of A Voice of a People. Live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk, streaming live on the web. And also, you have the opportunity to download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. And hopefully we can get back to Dacia's visit, the Age of Aquarius. And if not, we will find something else to talk about. So, till next time, be blessed. Stay tuned for 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. God bless. And don't forget to visit the fair. The Marion County Fair is going on right now. I think it's our 143rd Marion County Fair at our Marion County Fairgrounds on Fairgrounds Street. Thank you.
You're listening to WWG.